Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So Little Victories, we're rooting for you with Little Victories. We want to know what's going great in your day. Maybe you graduated. We've had people send us voice messages because they graduated. Maybe you got to work on time and you weren't late for once. Let me think. My little victory today is going to be that I opened the fridge, and you guys know I get really excited in the morning for my coffee and my Diet Coke. One Diet Coke in the fridge this morning. One Diet Coke! And only one. And none of my children stole it last night, which was impressive. So, when I woke up, it was like glowing, glistening when I opened the fridge door. It was like, So, I am in a very good mood because of it. So, little victories. Make sure you text them in to 414-533-1037. Call, or you can always leave us a voice message. We love hearing them.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, I am loving the question of the day today because I want to know three things you cannot live without. Go. Three things. Let's just say you're on an island. You need three things. What are they going to be? 414-533-1037. What three things can you not live without? Okay, I was trying to think this out about my own list. So here, I'm trying to think if we should... this is where I need DZ in the house because I don't know if we should, like, if people should count on this or if it should be things. I think it should be things. What three things you can't live without? Because, I mean, obviously, I would add my kids, and then that'd be two of the three, and now we're down to nothing. So, not people, things. What three things can you not live without? I'm really curious to hear what you guys are going to say, because I was thinking about this. I was like, could I live without my phone? Could I live without technology? Could I live without my car? Honestly, I mean, I could. I don't really want to, but I could, you know what I mean? So what are three things that you honestly could not live without? All right, screw it. Let's go right to the phones this morning. I like just randomly taking the first caller. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from Racine.
Hi, Mike. Good morning. I love new people. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What were you going to say? This is what?
This is awesome. I listen to you guys. I wasn't ready for this. I listen to you guys every morning.
Well, you're live on the radio, Mike, so you better be
awesome.
Ready.
Well, so,
yeah, what are three things that you could not live without? Because I was really thinking, and Mike, do you agree with me? People shouldn't count because we'd have our whole family and it'd be over, right? You know?
I had the same exact thought away when you asked the question.
Okay, so no people, just things, Mike. So I don't know if you're prepared, but what are three things you could not live without? Because I was saying, ugh, maybe my phone, maybe my car. I mean, I could, but I don't want to. You know?
Yeah.
What do you got, Mike?
I got you.
What do you got? What are your three things?
The first thing that came to my mind was my Xbox.
Smart. Okay, because you're being entertained. Mm-hmm.
And two other things that I would need with that are a TV and some sort of way to get Wi-Fi. So
you know
that
what?
Would probably be my three things.
Good thinking, Mike and Racine, because you know what? You're right. You thought of the Xbox, but you went a step further and went, but I can't use it without a TV and Wi-Fi, so I guess that's my three things.
Yeah, if not,
screw
I would
it.
Have to like use it as a pillow or something.
A pillow. You know what? Now we're getting deeper. You know what? Screw the Xbox. Yeah. I'm taking a pillow, Mike. I'm actually going backwards now. I just want the pillow, the little life luxuries. Because some people are going to say a toothbrush, right? Or shampoo. Some people are
I watched a Mike Tyson documentary. He said he never even brushes his teeth.
Are you kidding
never.
Me?
Never.
I'm going to throw up. That's disgusting. Never?
Tim and Jake Paul, like, there was some documentary before their fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's crazy. He never brushes his teeth.
Never. Mike Tyson, the boxer, said that's disgusting. Why would you admit that, you know, Mike? Why would somebody admit that? That is so gross.
Yeah. But maybe more people do it. I feel like more people do.
Well, I do have to remind my children every day, so you never know. I think more people brush their teeth. I would hope more people do. Mike, this has been a delight. Call again, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll call tomorrow. I'll get myself a song.
Hell yeah, Mike. Have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
Yeah.
I love it when we get to meet new people that are listening who either don't get through or haven't called before. 414-533-1037. So the question of the day is, what are three things that you can't live without? Somebody texted in and said, you're confusing my kid. Three things you want, not need on an island. He's going crazy. Somebody who's Obella in Kenosha said, UDZ, my dog's in pickles. Aww. Somebody said, you can't play the Xbox with no electricity. Okay, fair. But now we're really going deep on this. 414-533-1037. Shakara in Plymouth texted in and said, phone, charger, and chocolate. All right, three things that you basically cannot live without. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about three things you cannot live without. CJ from South Milwaukee texted in and said, all three pairs of my Crocs. Come on. Three pairs of Crocs. That's not all you're going to take with you. Somebody said my sanity. That's number one. Hey, that was lost long ago, honey. All right, we got to go to the phones this morning. He's a regular. He called 5 days in a row. His name is Roger in Milwaukee. Roger!
Yo, good morning. Good morning, Allie DZ, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go!
I sing it with you. I'm mouthing it behind the microphone while you're doing it, Roger. I've got it down. Roger, welcome. And tell me, what are three things you cannot live without? Seriously.
Three things.
Yeah. What do you got?
Three things in this order.
Okay.
Food. Toilet paper.
You were smart.
Soap. Food, toilet paper, and soap.
Those are the ones, huh? Food, toilet paper, and soap. I decided that I'm not going without a pillow. That was one of the things I've decided since we've been talking this out on the air. I'm like, a pillow's got to be with me. I'd be so sad.
Toilet paper and soap better be in there, too.
Well, I mean, toilet paper, just don't come near me, okay? I mean, if I have to live without the soap, I will, okay?
No.
Roger, we love you. We'll talk to you
love
later.
You too.
Bye. Goodbye. All right. Next up on the phone, he called 5 days in a row as well. I love it. All of our regulars getting in this morning. Shoop, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Well, Mike and Racine got in first, and now I see it's created a challenge to all the regulars to get in next. He found the loophole. Enough. He got in. Seriously, though, Shoop, we're talking about three things you can't live without. Somebody texted in and said, car, motorcycle, house. Okay. That's very broad, but not. But what do you got, Shoop? What do you got?
Well, I would take a baseball, a baseball glove, and a 20-ounce of Sprite.
Ah, that's it?
That's it.
That's all you need, huh?
Absolutely.
You're never getting bored with those. Wow. Okay.
No, never.
Okay.
Baseball's life. Yeah.
Baseball is life. I didn't know. I didn't realize that you love baseball this much, Shoop. I learned something new about you today. Okay. No. Good to know.
Absolutely.
Well, good news. The good news is we're giving away Brewers Colorado tickets at 7:45.
I know. I tried calling in yesterday and you didn't have the tickets.
We didn't have them yesterday because there's only three pairs this week, but we gave away one. There's still two pairs left. Good odds are going to be there today, I think, Shoop. So good odds. All right.
Perfect. All right. Sounds awesome.
We'll talk to you later.
You're the best.
You're the best. Bye. All right. Next up on the phones, you guys know her, OG Lori in Milwaukee. We're talking the three things you can't live without. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
So people are texting in, like Jody in West Dallas said, coffee, sunglasses, and meds. You know what? Meds are a good one. Fair enough. A lot of people should bring those with, including me.
Well, I was going to say coffee, but she took that, so I will go with tacos.
Because
I can't live without tacos.
Girl.
And you know I'm taking my babies. Can't live without
them. Dogs. Yeah, the dogs. Nobody said pets yet, which is crack. But we said no people, but we didn't say no pets.
That's right.
That's fair. Okay, tacos. And are the dogs one or are the dogs two?
Well, they count as one in my book,
okay,
damn it.
Okay, fine. So what's the third then? What's the third? Fair enough, Lori. We make our own rules on this show. What's the third thing you can't live without?
Diet Coke.
You had me at Diet Coke. Well, Angela in Sheboygan said sunglasses, candy, and a debit card. I can get down with that too, Angela. That works. You and Lori.
But wait,
both
we're
of you.
On an island. What are you going to use a debit card for?
I don't know. I forgot. I mean, we were on an island, maybe. I don't know. We kind of made that up as we went, Lori. I know we're at Speedway in West Dallas, okay? I don't know where we're at, Lori. I just know we three things we wouldn't want to live without. Lori, have a great day. I'll talk
you
to you
too,
later.
Man. Love you.
Bye. Love you. All right, I'm reading your text, 414-533-1037. I see your text. Please sign them. They say that no pets, friends, and my boyfriend. Okay, well, you can't bring people, we decided. Somebody else texted in and said Mountain Dew, a phone, and a toiletry bag with all of the basic essentials inside. So you guys are trying to break the system by saying things like a whole bag with everything in it. No. You have to pick. Tommy said salt, chocolate, and Thai pepper. Ooh, spices. Good thinking, Tommy. Very good thinking. Pistol Pete from Oak Creek texted in and said, sucks to have 4 to 5 people in the family to love three things. Okay. Last but not least, let's go to our last caller this morning. We're talking about the three things you cannot live without. And Danny in Oak Creek, you're one of them. I'm kidding. Hi, Danny.
Yeah,
I can't pick because I want all you regulars with me. And you guys, I'm not picking people today.
I know.
All right,
I get
Danny.
It.
Hey, three things.
All right, dog, my pup.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing an iPod and a solar charger.
An iPod?
I got to have my music.
What the hell? Who says an iPod? Okay, your phone. Wait, say that again. What are your three things, Danny?
My dog.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. An iPod.
Uh-huh.
With music, and then a solar charger.
You don't still have an iPod.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I got the old 180 gig and the old touch.
Danny, stop it. You have an iPod? Stop it. Danny, you're kidding me. You don't use your phone to listen to music? You use an iPod? Are you joking?
No, I use my phone.
Oh, thank God.
There's some times where you don't get reception and stuff. You got to have that iPod.
I can't believe it works.
I got to have my music.
I can't believe it works. Stop aging yourself with the iPod. My kids probably don't even know what an iPod is. Danny, when was the last time they were made?
I don't know, but you know what? If you're stuck on an island, you got to legitimately think about how your mental health is.
You're right.
And you can't bring a house and all that stuff.
No,
but you build a house, you got a survivalist.
But you can bring something with music. That makes sense. I'm with you. All right, Danny, love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, we have lots of submissions for What Would DZ Do, but I'm the one who needs advice today, you guys. So let's go. Giddy up, everybody. Help me out. It involves my neighbor. And I hope to God she's not listening because she's like 80. You never know in today's day and age. She might have an Alexa. She might. I mean, she has a cell phone. She calls me. The message she called me the other day, I lost it, you guys. The message she left me is so funny because she doesn't realize she's on the phone. She doesn't realize the voicemail picked up, and she's like cussing this old lady, and she's like, "Oh, that's not what I meant to do, GD." And she's like, "It's really funny." But I need advice this morning about my neighbor because I feel like she's a little intrusive, and I want to know what you guys think I should do about this. She's very nice. She lives alone. She's basically grown up in this house. I believe it's one of these stories, these, you know, Milwaukee stories where their parents grew up in the house and then they grew up in the house and they never left. So now she's in her 80s and she never had any kids, never married. And she's just sitting there in this house right next door to me. And I look at her every day. And sometimes she does nice things. You know, she brought me a dress the other day and said, "I really think you'd like this dress. It's Liz Claiborne." I said, "Oh, that's so nice." And I kindly took the dress and I'm going to try it on. Don't get me wrong. It was a thought that counts. But yesterday was enough for me because I was outside doing yard work, and here's where the problem ensues and where I need your help. I was outside doing yard work, and I was busy, and I was trying to get things done because I just had things I had to get done. And I see her coming around. I can see her. I have a window in my garage. So as I'm coming inside the house, I can see her kind of doing the fast walk, the old lady fast walk, where she's trying to catch me before I get in the house, you know? So she's kind of coming around. She's starting to turn. I can see her through the window. So I run in the house, and I slam the door like a normal person and lock it. Soon as I see someone coming, and I run. Isn't that what we do? I'm like, "Oh, what does she need now? I'm busy." Because it's going to turn into a complaint or a talk or something. Okay, so you guys get this. She did not come up to my front door, my neighbor. No. I thought, "Oh, she's going to go knock on the front door. Maybe she'll ring the Ring doorbell." And by the way, I have a screen door on the front door, okay? So the screen door was even open. Like, I was letting the wind come through yesterday. And I'm thinking she'll go to the front door. Oh, no. I go into the bathroom, and I can hear her banging on my garage door, like the door into the house. So now she's come into the garage and she's knocking on my garage. So she's standing next to my car, essentially, and all my things. Now, I've lived in this house for 10 years, so hear me out. She's not going to hurt me. She's not going to take my things. I know that. But for a split second, I almost felt like she had crossed a line. I was like, "Wait, who walks into someone's garage and knocks?" Like, I feel like she went too far. I feel like she was inside my house at that point, because she was, essentially. And I was like, "You can't come and you're in. This is too much. You should have gone to the front door or gone home." And of course, I didn't answer like a normal person. But I just thought, wow, can we really just go into people's garages? Didn't she cross a line? What would you guys do? Or did she not cross a line? Is it just that we're neighbors? Because I will say this. I have neighbors across the street who I'm pretty good friends with. And if their garage is open, I walk through it straight to the backyard and say hi to them. But I feel like we're friends. And I'm not saying I haven't lived next to this woman for 10 years. And we don't have each other's number and we try to look out for each other, but we don't hang out like that. I maybe talk to her once a month, especially in the winter. I never talk to her unless she needs something or I need something. So, you guys, what would you do with the intrusive neighbor? 414-533-1037. Did she cross that line coming into the garage? And I know it seems like, what's the big deal? Your neighbor came in your garage. I'm like, actually a lot. That's my space. That's my stuff. I don't really understand why she was coming in there. And I thought, now we're really crossing a line. Now we've taken it too far with the neighbors. I don't know. 414-533-1037. Screw it. I'll go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning, it's Bella.
Oh, it's Bella in Kenosha. Good morning, Bella. You got your own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. Okay, Bella.
Hi.
I'm trying not to be a bad neighbor. I'm trying not, because everyone's going, "Oh, the little old lady, she's probably so cute." But I'm like, you know, who just walks into somebody's garage and knocks on the door into the, I thought that was too far. Was that too far?
No, that was not too far. What's too far? We had a neighbor growing up. I won't say her first name because she still lives there. But yeah. We called her the blank monster because she would just walk into our house. Like, we would be sitting and, like, eating dinner, and she would just walk in the door. Yeah.
It felt like that almost, only she couldn't get in, thank God, because I had locked the door. But she was knocking on it like that, and I was like,
it's
too
way
much.
Too intrusive. Yeah. Like, you ain't cool like that. Yeah. No.
How did you get the neighbor to stop, or did you just deal with it and roll your eyes and talk about
them? Oh, my
God,
no, we just had to deal with it because she still does it to my mother to this day. Do you not have any concept of what you're doing? No, don't get me started.
Well, somebody texted in and said she's a lonely old lady and she thinks your friends, you're all she has. That's not true. I have seen people come over and I've seen, like, her and a few other ladies sit out in her backyard, and it's rare, but I've seen it. I don't see many people there, but I have seen people there. I know that she has no family.
It's not respectable. Like, well, and it's not like, my... I understand your boundaries.
Yeah, I couldn't believe she came into the garage. I was like, wow. This is awkward.
The only reason I can't believe it is because we grew up with a woman like this, and I don't get it.
Adrian and Jackson texted it and said, my mouth dropped open when you said she walked into the garage. She crossed the boundary. Okay, fine. But again, you guys, the biggest problem she has is the weeds. That's why she comes over and complains. She's like, oh, the weeds. And I'm like, I wish the weeds were my biggest problem. I'm trying to raise two kids right now, but hold on. Let me pull the weeds for a second.
Seriously, I have a neighbor that was like, you got to get rid of this creeping Charlie. I was like, they're called purple flowers. Thank you very much.
Amen, girl. All right. Well, Bella, thank you for calling. We're going to take more advice next. I appreciate you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. 414-533-1037. So I have this neighbor, and she's... I'm really torn right now because I want to be nice. And I know the immediate reaction, if I were to hear this story, would be like, she's a little old lady, be nice. But she's not... She's not just a little old lady. She may be 80, but my neighbor, she's got a mouth on her. She's not afraid. Trust me.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Tony in Kenosha said she's comfortable with you. Well, that's great, Tony. I'm talking about my neighbor. And I may sound heartless, but I've lived next to her for 10 years and she's always complaining. And she means well, maybe, I think. Like, some days I have good days and some days I have bad days. But she walked right into my garage. And I just found that a little intrusive the other day. I was like, who just walks right into somebody's garage like that? I don't know. We're going to go to the phones. And it's been a minute since she's called in. I can't believe it. Leon, the flower lady. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Allie.
Hi. Good to hear your voice.
Yes. Good to hear you, too. I listen to you guys every morning. Aww. It's just, you know, I'm...
Well, and
you
thanks.
Bet I do.
Thanks for swinging by Pottawatomie on my birthday. It was nice to see your beautiful face.
Oh my God, that was so fun. Was you fun. Won more than I did, but I was happy because it was your birthday. So
it was good to see
you,
Leon. I love getting to know you guys. But seriously, I wouldn't mind if you came in my garage and knocked. But my neighbor, I don't know what to do. I feel like there's no telling her the lines or something. I don't know.
I have one, and the whole neighborhood calls her Nose Mary because everybody sees her coming, and it's just like everybody quick shuts their doors and their shutters go down. She's in everybody's business.
Yes, all the time. And it's like she's racing out as soon as she sees somebody in the front yard. It's like she can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, and then Allie.
I don't know if I told this. I was going to tell this. Maybe I started to tell this and stopped. My neighbors down the road, I thought they liked her. And then I ran into them out and about somewhere. I'm not even going to say which ones. And they were like, oh, no, she drives us crazy. I'm like, what? I thought you guys didn't mind her. They're like, oh, no. It's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no, I thought it was just me. And then I felt less bad. See, I was like, everybody's annoyed.
Oh, yeah. And you think the lady would get the hint, you know, but no.
Well, and then you feel bad because I think, well, what if, right? I'm a single mom, Leon. One day, I mean, never say never. We all are going to be alone one day. But part of me is like, you know, how heartless do you have to be? But then there's no lines with her. There's no lines kind of thing. So, okay.
But I just get kind of really short. You know what I mean?
Same.
You know, and yeah, to that, you know, I'm like, you know,
where
I'm
it's
so
you're
sorry,
being rude. Yeah, you're being rude. And then I feel bad. Yeah, I hate that.
I have to be. Yeah, I don't like it either. But okay. I just, what
Leon,
I say is just what?
Let me tell you this story. Since you're the flower lady, you'll love this. I have a lot of weeds in my yard, so I know that's embarrassing. But one time, she kept complaining about the weeds, and so she put up this mini little fence. It, like, I'm telling you, like, this plastic, like, tiny, like, 1 inch. It was so small. It's hysterical. Like, almost to tell me she was not going to take it anymore. And I was like, you know what? You can put up all the plastic fences you want. I still don't care. These are the kind of, like, stupid things that go on that I'm just like, I don't have time for
this.
You know
what? Just be you. Obviously, she's envious.
No, I don't know. Well, sometimes she's nice. Now I feel guilty again. All right, Leon, I got to go because now I feel like I'm ripping on the old lady.
Don't feel guilty. Just keep doing you and let her just be the nosy old lady.
You're right.
And just run faster.
Run faster. I'll probably be the nosy old lady.
Oh, you know what, Allie? I laugh because if I don't know you're coming to my house, you can knock until the cows come.
Yep,
you
same.
Can see my car. The radio blares.
Oh, girl.
I ain't coming.
No.
I ain't coming to
duck.
That door.
I will duck. Yeah, thank you very much.
Girl, me too.
Same.
Have
okay.
A great day.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
So I'm reading your text at 414-533-1037. Lori from Cedarburg said, I'm the same way. I don't like being short with people, but since having to work in my current job, sometimes you realize it's necessary to get to the point. Yeah. So I have this neighbor and I don't know. I think she means well. I don't know how to deal with her. She came all the way in my garage and was like knocking on the door in my garage yesterday. I'm like, that's not the door you're supposed to be knocking. This is weird. Let me go to Ebony in Milwaukee, my girl.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. Come over. Help me.
Yeah,
what do I do?
At this point, babe, you know me. I'm a very direct shooter. I mean, I'm just going to go up to her and be like, listen, love, you see that garage right there? Beautiful.
That's my
love it. It's beautiful, right? Right. But see, that's mine. Okay. And if you would like to come inside and maybe powwow, maybe chill, maybe look at the ceiling, just please ask me, run it past me. I don't think that there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm the type of person that people don't know if they rub you wrong with something.
They really don't. Listen, Paige in Milwaukee, South Milwaukee, texted in, said, I had a neighbor when I was growing up that would walk into our house. One day I was getting out of the shower and walking down my hallway. My parents put a stop to that. Yeah, that's icky. You can't walk in someone's house if you're not close. And you sure as hell shouldn't be going in the garage. Going in the garage to knock on the door? She was in my house, basically, Ebony.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
That's a little too much
because at the end of the day, it's like, if you want to hang out with me, I mean, she see you. She know you cute. So maybe she want to be your friend.
Maybe.
So it's like she want to be friends with you. Go here and just slide your number underneath my garage door.
We are fun, Ebony. I don't blame her, but I have a life.
Baby, look, it's just to wake up every day and just be a baddie queen, but we got to.
I love you, Ebony. Okay. All right, you have a good day.
You too.
Bye, boo.
Bye.
Ebony is so funny. Oh, she cracks me up. All right. Somebody texted in and said, you know damn well she didn't just start being annoying. It's an old lady. Just think, she was annoying when she was 30 and 40 years old, too. Somebody said, you should have closed the garage with her in it. Now, that's the kind of suggestion I was looking for. Nobody's giving me the good suggestions, like close the garage door with her in it. That would have been hysterical. All right, next up, I got to go to Melanie in Milwaukee. Here we go again, Melanie. I wasn't ready. Your theme song. And now my computer doesn't want to do it.
Okay.
Hey, girl. Go ahead.
Hey.
We're talking about my nosy neighbor and how she basically walked into my garage and was knocking on the door, the garage that connects it, basically. Oh, I forgot. Yesterday, I had to write in all the numbers for you. Hold on. Screw it. You know what? Who's got 10 seconds to spare right now while I pull up Melanie's theme song? We don't. Melanie, what do you think
I should do?
What do you think I should do about the neighbor?
I think you should just straight up tell her, say, I really appreciate you knocking when you come over.
Oh, you're nice.
But I want you using the front door. My garage is my personal private space, and I really would prefer it if you not enter the garage. And then if she continues and doesn't listen, there are little, signs that say, please do not enter, that you can post.
No loitering, no soliciting.
Exactly.
Well, and the thing is, I will say this, Melanie. First of all, here's your theme song. Let me pull it up here.
You got it.
I got you, girl. Yeah, Panic at the Disco. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. I love that theme song. I had to give respect where respect is due. One thought might be that she came in the garage because she saw me walk in and go inside. So she was kind of like chasing me, but I was way ahead of her because I saw her through the window. And I was like, when I heard her knocking on the garage door, I was like, no way, dude. Yeah. She's in the house.
Yeah, no. It's still not appropriate. Even if she thought you were in there. I mean, there's been times where I've gone to talk to my neighbor, and they walked into their garage, so I stood outside and hollered their name to see if they were still there.
Like,
I didn't walk into the garage to look for them.
Right, because it's weird. You go up to the front door like a normal person. Somebody texted in and said, get an air horn. That'll solve everything.
Yeah. Right. I just want to make sure that I'm not one of these annoying old ladies when I grow up.
I want people to like me, right? Like, I want people to be like, man, that old lady Allie, she must have been cool when she was young. We get down with her. Let's invite her to the barbecue.
I know. I think everyone's my friend, and so I just want to be like intrusive, invasive like that. But I'm like, I gotta protect myself.
Like now when you and I won't stop talking? Same.
Right.
Melanie, same. Okay, I gotta go. I've gotta go. You have a great day, girl.
You too, honey.
Aaron Rodgers got married? To who? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. DZ will indeed not be back this week. It's okay. We want him to rest. He went to his follow-up appointment. Turns out he's not supposed to be working. This guy is something else. He will try because I know DZ wants to get better. He's motivated, but he's got to rest. I mean, the guy can barely sit down right now after his knee surgery. So that's the update on DZ. Not going to be back this week. Maybe you'll hear him next week. But Aaron Rodgers got married. I want to talk about that. And I just want to remind you that I just played Alex Warren, Ordinary. Tickets to see Alex Warren coming up at 8:40 at Summerfest because he's going to be there July 4th, and we're going to add pit passes in as well. So stick around for that. Okay, Aaron Rodgers got married. I saw this yesterday and I went, huh? And then I went, again, do I care? I talked about this on the air, like, do we care about Aaron Rodgers? Do we care? Then I saw Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. I forgot he signed with the Steelers. I mean, that's how removed I am from Aaron Rodgers, is that he's now working out his one-year deal with the Steelers in Pittsburgh. But he had a ring on at his first press conference because, you know, they're at camp. And so one of the reporters said, what's that on your hand? And he said, it's a wedding ring, is what Aaron Rodgers said. He wouldn't identify his wife. We don't know who it is. He won't publicly confirm the identity ever. But he's 41 now, and he says he's been married for a few months. Okay. There was apparently a wedding ring on his hand when he signed with Pittsburgh. I don't know if other people noticed it then or people were just ignoring it. He's been practicing with a ring on his ring finger, which is his left hand, you know, that he doesn't throw with that hand. But he says he got married a few months ago. Interesting. Aaron Rodgers officially married at 41 and won't identify his wife. Whatever. I mean, at least give her a nickname like I do on Dumpster Fire Dating. You don't have to tell us who she is or put her up on Insta. You don't have to do a hard launch. You don't have to do a soft launch, Aaron. Just give us a little something. Give her a name, like third grade teacher lady, you know, or lawyer lady. You know, I just want to know a little bit about her. What does she do? Who is she? Does she have three kids? Tell us everything, Aaron. I need to know. All right, coming up next is Am I the Jerk? This one is wild. That's all I'm going to say about that. It involves somebody who basically spent a ton of money while their partner was in the bathroom. This is such a wild story.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
He wants to know if he's the jerk for bidding $2,000 on a live auction while his partner was in the bathroom. You guys, this is fantastic. All right, Allie and DZ. I've already named him Spending Steve, but maybe you guys can name him something better on the text line. He says, Allie and DZ, my husband and I are very, very philanthropic people and attend a lot of charity events. I even work for a nonprofit. so I consider donating in my blood. Now, that being said, we were invited to a gala with friends to benefit a local nonprofit. There was an amazing VIP experience at one of the summer festivals in Milwaukee up for auction, and I really wanted it. So I got a little carried away, and I kept bidding on it. And next thing I know, it's up to $2,000, and I won. I was in shock. I just kept bidding against the other person who wanted it, and then I got stuck with the bill. I'm excited about the experience, but my husband came out of the bathroom and almost lost his mind when I told him how much I had spent in the last 8 minutes. Am I the jerk for spending $2,000 at an auction while my partner was in the bathroom? Spending Steve. What should we name him? You guys, this is wild. Okay, and I got a secret to tell you guys. I know this couple. I know this couple, and they're hysterical. And when they told me about this and wrote in and I asked them more details, I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard. I'm laughing because it doesn't affect my money. But if my partner, if my man went and bid two grand while I was in the bathroom because they were having a great time at a gala, it would be on, okay? 414-533-1037. Is Spending Steve the jerk? Let me see if you guys... Oh, bid it up, Brian. Gambling Gary. Maybe Gambling Gary, even though he wasn't really gambling. Gambling Gary or Bid It Up Brian. I love both of those. Is Gambling Gary the jerk for bidding $2,000 on a live auction while his partner was in the bathroom? Oh, man. We get a lot of Am I the Jerks, and this is a phenomenal one. Now, I will say, since I do know the couple, I did ask a lot of questions. I was like, are you, like, furious? I mean, what was your reaction? He's like, I was just in shock. I came out of the bathroom. My husband had bid I was, like, asking him what we bid on. I didn't even know what the bid was on. So, nonetheless, they're still married for now. What do you guys think? Is he the jerk?
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So there's this couple, and one of them goes to the bathroom, and while he's in the bathroom, his husband, they're at a gala, a very nice gala, and his husband bids $2,000 on a experience while he's in the bathroom. So the husband comes out, he says, whoopsie daisy do, I just bid $2,000 and I won bidding on this live auction for this experience, this VIP experience. And he wants to know if he's the jerk, because of course his husband comes out of the bathroom and was like, you did what? I was gone for 8 minutes. How did that even happen? My goodness. All right, we're going to start with our first caller. She is a regular, called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song, and she's in Milwaukee. Amelia! Good morning. How are you?
Good. Heading to work. Oh, joy, joy, joy.
Girl, listen, I want to know, Amelia, though, what do you think? This is, I mean, it's funny, but it's not, because if I was in the marriage, I wouldn't be laughing, but I'm laughing on the outside. He bid $2,000 in eight minutes. Jerk or not the jerk?
He better get a loan. He better get a loan out. And he better figure out how he's going to pay for this, because I ain't helping. It's like a kid. Like, a kid went to go do something. You're not supposed to do it, and he went to go do it anyway.
This never happened when you've been in a relationship, Amelia. You know, come on. You got the wifey. No. They never did something, drank too much and bid too much while you were in the bathroom.
What are you talking about? That's me, not them. But I know how to keep it together.
Wait. So you're saying jerk, even though you would have done the same thing. Amelia said, I wouldn't have gotten
the
$2,000.
No, not when it comes to something like that. To that extent, no.
Yeah.
And I know how to get deals. But that is, I mean, he probably didn't think he was going to win it. But to me, you better figure out, find another job, get a loan or something, because you're paying for that. I'm not.
Well, it sounds like he was drinking. He got carried away, and then, there you go.
Was
well,
he drinking martinis? What was he drinking?
Julian O'Creek texted in and said, not the jerk, especially if it's for charity. Well, Amelia starts it off with jerk today and says, try me. I would love my partner to try to bid $2,000 while I'm in the bathroom. So,
I would walk around back. You're going to figure that out, not me.
Yeah, no kidding. That's funny. All right, Amelia, jerk, you're starting it off. Have a great day, girl.
You too.
Bye. I cannot wait to go to the next caller, because I don't actually think she agrees. Bridget is calling in Milwaukee. Hi, Bridget.
Good
Good morning.
Are you really? You're going to go the other way, aren't you?
I'm going to go the other way. Not the jerk. Philanthropic Phil is what I would call him. Oh! He works for a nonprofit. He has to. He's getting something out of it. He's given to charity.
Yeah, it's kind of like the mode. Like, you work for a nonprofit. You know how the system works. You give, they give, everybody gives. It's part of the love. But $2,000, Bridget? Come on. I mean, we're not talking he spent $300 on, like, Brewers tickets, you know, for he spent $2,000.
Yeah, but they're there. They're in the mode. They're going to enjoy a festival from it. Mm-hmm. I think that it's worth it. It's an experience. Okay. And, you know, I do.
Sarah,
he wouldn't bet it if he couldn't do it.
But hopefully. Well, hopefully, Bridget. Sarah in Kenosha texted into 414-533-1037 and said, not the jerk. I spent $2,000 on Jonas Brothers tickets in less than 2 minutes. An experience is an experience. Oh, you guys are wild. Okay. All right. You say not the jerk because it's for charity. Heard.
Yep.
Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. So your texts are coming in. I can see them all. Basically, what did we name him? Gambling Gary, Spending Steve, Bid It Up Brian. He basically bid $2,000 on a live auction while his partner was in the bathroom, his husband. And then his husband came out and said, you just spent $2,000 in 8 minutes? So he wanted to know if he was the jerk for bidding on that live auction and winning. It's like he didn't know he was going to win or something. Last but not least, she got her own theme song. One of the most recent ones. She lives in Sherman Park in Milwaukee. It's official. You have a theme song. Anna. Pick Linkin Park. Hi, Anna. How are you?
Waking up, Milwaukee. It is hump day. Let's go.
All right. So, Anna and Sherman Park, you're the tiebreaker now. So, Amelia said, jerk. I would love for my partner to try me and spend $2,000 when I'm in the bathroom. But then Bridget called in and said, well, it's for charity, not the jerk. So, which way are we going? He bid $2,000 on a live auction while his husband was in the bathroom.
Not the jerk.
Oh! Amelia's
my reasoning is because what is yours is mine, and what is mine is yours. It is for a good cause. We went there to have fun.
True.
Knowing we were going to spend some money.
True.
So let's do it.
And enjoy the experience, whatever it was. It was some kind of VIP experience at a local festival. So I'm sure it included hotel. I'm sure it had
on VIP.
Yeah, I'm sure it had like a lot of things included. But you say not the jerk. Oh,
not the jerk.
I love this so much. I hope they're listening. And if they're not, I'm going to send it to them because this is good stuff. Thank you for giving your input today, Anna.
You're very welcome. All right. I love y'all.
Love you more. Bye.
Bye.
Whoops, he's a little mad at me, but that's part of being a parent. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And DZ's still off. Not going to be back this week, we found out. But hopefully next week, maybe a little here and there. But in the meantime, I've got my 11-year-old on the phone. Hudson, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, I'm so sorry I woke you up. You're right, I'm not. On the second day of summer vacation. You're fine. Yeah. You'll be fine. I'll make it up to you later. I don't know how. Maybe I'll buy you a donut or something. I'll take you somewhere cool later. Listen, Hudson, I needed to get you on the phone because you and I finally went to see Lilo and Stitch last night.
Yeah.
It was really good. I have to admit something. I've never seen the original. I thought I had. I was sitting there and I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen the original of Lilo and Stitch. I think I've seen parts of it. I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing through. So I didn't realize there were two different endings. The original has a different ending than this one. Is that right? We're not going to give any spoilers.
Yeah, that's like a whole different ending.
I'm not going to do any spoilers, so you can still go see it. But I didn't even, we got in there and that's when I realized, oh, it's a live action adaptation of Lilo and Stitch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm. I felt like I was more into it than you, which was weird.
I feel like the original ending I liked a lot better.
Okay. I thought it was sweet. I cried.
Yeah, I saw you crying.
Whatever. Why were you making fun of me? It was an emotional moment. It was good.
I wasn't making fun of you.
Okay. So you like the original ending to Lilo and Stitch better. But do you recommend people? Because I think people should go see the new one. I thought the little girl that played Lilo, she was adorable. I thought the whole cast was good. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 plus tears for me. What are you giving it?
I'm giving it a
7 out of 10.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? I like to keep it real on this show.
Well, wait. Okay. I was going to give it a 6 out of 10, but I felt like that was a bit harsh, so I'm going to give it a 7.
That was harsh because it was not a bad movie. It was good. And we got a large popcorn and filled the thing up, and that's hard to do at Marcus Theaters with two people. It was impressive, Hudson.
Yeah.
All right, so thanks for going to see Lilo and Stitch with me. I wanted to talk about it right here because we discussed it on Monday around this time when you and your brother came in and were on the air with me filling in for Uncle DZ. So there it is. There's your Lilo and Stitch recommendation. I should be reading the text right now. I was so busy talking to you. I wasn't even looking to see what people are texting in. 414-533-1037. I will say the theater was packed, but it was also Tuesday, which was funny because when I booked the tickets, I went, oh yeah, it's Tuesday at Marcus Theaters. This is the deal day. So not an empty seat in the house, but Lilo and Stitch, I'd go see it. All right. Thanks, Hudson. Are you going to be able to go back to bed now?
Yeah, actually, no.
You want to talk to a caller or you want to get off the phone? We can pull one person up if you're down.
Sure.
Okay, why not? I'm gonna get you locked in here, Hudson, and then I'm just gonna go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM, who's this?
It's your
boy,
Ryan.
Oh, he sounds like a robot this morning. Ryan, now you sound better. It sounded like a robot at first. Ryan,
well, I'm sorry. It was the window.
Hudson's on the phone. How are you?
Hey, Hudson. You need to tell your mom it's the third day of summer vacation, not the second.
Oh, my bad. Oh, it's Wednesday, isn't it? Oh, shoot.
Yes. So don't put me back to Tuesday. Sorry.
Well, Ryan, when I got home yesterday, they were almost still asleep because I texted them and they were, you know, it was well after 10 a.m. So they were like, oh, I just woke up. I'm like, must be nice. Anyway.
It must be.
We're adulting. Did you see Lilo and Stitch, Ryan?
I am a true heart Disney fan, so like it's hard for me to see the new one.
Why?
Like, I saw the new Snow White, and it was like black.
You didn't like the new Snow White, but the new. Oh wait, who did I lose? You? Oh, Hudson accidentally got disconnected. Whatever, he'll call back if he wants. I don't think that was his fault. Our phones are crazy. That's not him at all. That was definitely the phone system. So wait, so you didn't even go see the new one?
Not yet.
Oh, come on.
But my thing is I wait until it's on my Fire Stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I just sit there and watch it in my living room.
Well, they come out so soon nowadays that you can just watch them online, you know?
Well, yeah, exactly. Mine will be there in, like, since it came out last week, it'll be there in a day or two. Yeah. So I'm like, well, there's no purpose.
It wasn't last. No, it was. Oh, it's over 2 weeks now. It was in May, Ryan. We're already on June 11th.
Jesus.
This was 2 weeks ago that it came out.
It's on my Fire Stick. I just haven't had the time to take a look at it yet.
Look, the point is, it came out 2 weeks ago, so it'll be out any day now.
The OG ending is way better than any other ending that usually goes.
Well, now I need to go watch the original Lilo and Stitch, because here I am thinking.
I haven't seen that.
Well, and I thought about this, Ryan. I thought, well, it was 2002. So if that's when the original came out, I was fully, like, I was like 21. I mean, I was living my best life. I was moving all over the country. I was doing radio. I might have been in college. I mean, I was all over the place. I wasn't going to see kids' movies at that age. I just wasn't, you know? So now that I have kids, I'm catching up on some of these I missed in that era where I wasn't seeing anything. So,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Actually say, oh, my patch party. Did they say that?
Yeah. No, it was a cute movie. You would like it all. Okay. I think you should go see Lilo and Stitch. Don't fight it, Ryan. Just go love it, okay?
I'm not going to fight it. Okay. I'll go see it. Proud love you all. Happy day. You.
What about Milwaukee? 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. DZ still out after that knee surgery. And I have to tell you guys, they came out with a new list of the best and worst cities for a staycation in 2025. So where was Milwaukee? Not on the list. Rude. But I am going to tell you who was on the list. And we're going to talk about summer vacation and staycations, because I support a staycation. I am all about it. You could do a staycation in Milwaukee if you really wanted to. You could stay downtown. There's all kinds of things I bet are happening in Milwaukee you didn't even know exist, all over the place. So this is the list, though, according to Wallet Hub, their list of best and worst cities for a staycation in 2025. I do want to say we have Summerfest. What do these cities have? As I read them to you, speaking of Summerfest, tickets coming up in less than 15 minutes to go to Summerfest. So hold on. But this is the list, the top 10 cities for a staycation. Coming in at number 10, San Diego, California. How can San Diego be 10? That should be in like 1, 2, or 3, I'm telling you. During the summer is when most of us travel, okay? 82% of people take a trip in the summer. I know people that grew up and never took a vacation. According to my parents, we didn't really vacation till I was older. I don't know if that's true, but obviously it's true if they said it. But I remember going to Florida every summer in the month of May. We would go for like a week and I would miss school because it was the only time my parents could go with their jobs. Like it was every single May. And I just had that as a core memory. But my parents said we didn't start doing that till I was older. And I'm like, really? I thought we did that my whole life. They're like, no, we couldn't afford to do that till you were a little bit older. I'm like, who knew? So Florida, we used to drive there and do that. But this is a staycation, okay? 82% of people taking a trip. Where are you going? Everybody's worried about money. A lot of people have to rethink their summer vacation plans because flying is expensive. So number 10 was San Diego, which I have been to San Diego on vacation. Great city, beautiful weather. Great zoo. Number 9 on the staycation list, Atlanta, Georgia. And then Salt Lake City is at 8. Tampa's at 7. St. Louis made it at 6. St. Louis made it before Milwaukee. What the hell? I grew up by St. Louis. I'm not saying St. Louis isn't okay. I'm just saying St. Louis is not better than Milwaukee. I'm sorry. I've been to both towns. They got that one wrong for sure. Maybe it's the pricing, but I feel like the pricing between Milwaukee and St. Louis would be pretty similar. Chicago came in at number 5. There's one we can all get to. Chicago makes sense for us on a staycation because we can drive there and get there very easily or take the train. Chicago's probably one of the best resources. If you're not going to do Milwaukee, you can hop over to Chicago. Coming in then at number 4. Oh, this is a joke, isn't it? Honolulu, Hawaii. Are you kidding me? Who the hell made... Nobody's going to, on a staycation in Honolulu. If you live in Hawaii, you're on vacation already. You don't need a staycation. Las Vegas is 3, Orlando's 2, and Cincinnati's 1. Okay, Cincinnati was 1, ahead of Orlando, the place with a million theme parks and a beach an hour away. Cincinnati came... Come on, I've been to Cincinnati too. I'm not saying they aren't good cities, but I'm saying where did they come up with this, the top 10 best cities for a staycation? Cincinnati was number 1. Number 10 was San Diego. So I don't know who the experts are on this, but I'm very disappointed in this list. 414-533-1037. Are you planning a staycation this summer? And what's on your agenda? You going to do stuff in Milwaukee? You going to go somewhere? Have you ever taken a staycation in Milwaukee? And what did you do? I want to know. Because I feel like our city has a lot of things to do. A lot. And we're going to talk to you next, okay? 414-533-1037. Don't mind me. I'm just over here taking notes on my Milwaukee staycation that I'm about to take. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning. Okay, so DZ's still out, but we're talking about staycations because in 2025, they came out with this list, which I think is garbage, of the top 10 cities to have a staycation in. 10 was San Diego. 1 was Cincinnati. I heard Cincinnati and I just giggled. I went, come on, we're better than Cincinnati. Milwaukee is so underrated with the things you can do. So I was planning out my staycation. I would stay downtown. I would have a view of Lake Michigan because, yes, some of these hotels have great views of Lake Michigan. I would go out. I would look at the art at the St. Kate. I would go to Discovery World. I would walk by the lakefront. I would eat all the food in the Third Ward. Maybe I'd go see a show at Comedy Sports. Then I'd come back down to Water Street. I'd go to Cathedral Square. I could do so many things on my staycation in Milwaukee, and I would actually enjoy it. I'm not going to lie. I'd go check out the Safe House because that's a fun little restaurant to hang out at. Anyway, I want to pull up our girl. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song, Lindsay in Muskego. Hey, girl.
Hey.
I was very turned off by whoever made this list about Cincinnati's the number one place for a staycation, and we didn't even make the list. Rude.
I don't love it either because I didn't hear anything in Montana, and if I lived in Montana, that's where I would staycation. Well, that place is beautiful.
It cracked me up. Number 4 is Honolulu. Well, good. You're in Honolulu. You don't have to go anywhere. Congratulations. Okay? What kind of a staycation? Who puts that on a list?
I don't know.
We wish we lived in Hawaii. Yes, Lindsay.
My staycation is going to be Devil's Lake. It has 29 miles of hiking. You have wildlife. You have the lake. If you get too hot because it's a hot summer's day.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin Dells is not that far away.
Ding, ding,
that
ding.
Mine, by the way, that was just a happy coincidence.
Hey, as DZ would say, bars. As he would say, it did rhyme. So you would go towards Madison to Devil's Lake because Devil's Lake's out there by Madison. I've never been to Devil's Lake. I should admit it. It's embarrassed.
Yeah, it's like an hour north of there at most, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was dating.
For the first time in July.
Oh, that was your first time in last July?
I'm taking my husband this year, actually.
For the first time.
Lindsay, for his birthday. He keeps talking about it. Sure, we're going.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good staycation. I don't know if you remember when I was dating the trout fisherman. This was many years ago, maybe like 3 now. Anyway, I was dating him, and he took me to those amazing places like west of Madison where you trout fish. So rocks. It is beautiful out there. I was like, wait, we're in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin has some really good state parks, and a state park pass is not terribly expensive, and you can have a whole weekend of awesome.
You know what? I'm not a huge nature person, Lindsay. I mean, I like nature, but I'm really just here for the party. I'm here for the camping and the hiking. For sure.
You like to work out and like a change up of scenery of hiking.
Yes.
It's not.
No.
Are your kids
going
to get into it?
Hiking, I'm in. That's funny. That was funny what you just said. My kids were going to get into it. Doubtful. But Lindsay, I love your positive outlook on this, that my kids are going to want to go hiking on their own. Very, very cute.
My 5-year-old loves it, so he's all for it.
Well, probably because you started it when they were young, like a smart person. I did not, and now I'm screwed. You got to get these habits in early, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we grew up playing outside, so I figured I'd get him into it somehow.
Oh, trust me.
Somehow.
Girl, if you knew how many speeches I give about how, the things I used to do, I mean, I sound like an old person every day talking to my kids. Either way, Lindsay, have a great time in your staycation in Devil's Lake, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. People are texting in their ideas for staycations. They said Miller Park. You mean AmFam Field. Tour, Rent-A-Duffy Boat Brewery Tours, The Domes, The Edelweiss Boat Tours, Wisconsin Auto Museum near Saukville, go-karts, mini-golf. Oh, that's Shelly from the East Side. Shelly! You didn't even put Wolski's in there. We got to swing by Wolski's and check out some of the famous places in Milwaukee like Wolski's. All right. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
for sharing all these. I see OG Lori texted in as well and said, my staycation will be in my own backyard. Just bought a new swimming pool. Nice. And Lindsay from Kenosha said, me and my husband stayed at the Milwaukee Hilton. We walked to get a couple's massage and went to Red Rock Brewery and did the Edelweiss boat cruise. That sounds like a good little staycation in Milwaukee. I appreciate all the ideas. You're actually going to inspire someone with these ideas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.